SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Apple vowing to fight the Biden administration. The Justice Department today announcing a wide-ranging antitrust suit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones. The suit alleges Apple uses its control over the iPhone to engage in a, quote, illegal course of conduct.
Monopolies like Apple's threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers, and they increase costs for consumers.
Attorney General Merrick Garland. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the gaps are beginning to narrow in indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas over a ceasefire and possible hostage release. Also at srnnews.com, one of the few remaining survivors of Pearl Harbor has passed away.
Richard C. Dick Higgins has died in Bend, Oregon. He was 102 years old. Higgins was a radio man assigned to a patrol squadron of seaplanes based at the Hawaiian Naval Base when Japanese planes began dropping bombs on the morning of December 7, 1941. The bombing launched the U.S. into World War II. According to the sons and daughters of Pearl Harbor survivors, there are now 22 known survivors of the attack still living. About 2,400 servicemen were killed that day. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lawmakers have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package, setting the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown this weekend. The bill comes nearly 6 months into the current budget year and would allow Congress to complete its work in funding the government through September. This is SRN News. As Christian films and even faith-based TV series like The Chosen have grown tremendously in popularity, they've attracted actors and crews that are not necessarily rooted in the faith community. Chris Carpenter, managing site editor for the Christian Post's Cross Map platform, spoke with Tom Tradup of SRN News in Los Angeles.
A lot of the people who we talked with who were actors or actresses on The Chosen were not hesitant to say they were not believers.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, that was an interesting thing to experience at The Chosen premiere. I guess I knew there were some people in the cast that weren't believers, but like you said, they're very respectful of the material. And my hope and my prayer is that just being around that material on a consistent basis would rub off on them.
And he says lion's share of mainstream actors in Christian films are people of faith. This is SRN News. Well, California wants to pay doctors far more money to convince them to see more Medicaid patients.
Democrats have greatly increased the number of people eligible for Medicaid in California, but the rates Medicaid pays doctors have not kept up. Last year, California increased a tax on managed care providers. California took the money from this tax and used it to get more money from the federal government. The state plans to use this money to increase rates for doctors, but the tax is not a permanent fix.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Small community of Ridgely, Maryland has suspended its entire police force pending the results of an investigation by state prosecutors. The largely unexplained decision has left town residents very skeptical and on edge. Officials declined to say exactly what prompted that action. More details at srnnews.com.